I can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really. A charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad. It just wasn't. It wasn't. Okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive. They existed in the same world as a phoenix or a unicorn. Then one day, like any other, I googled up erotic audios for women. That was the day that I exited the highway. I took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when I ran out, I got out of my car, and I followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now, I don't know where the fuck I am. But wherever I am these days, whatever I am doing, you are there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen when I lean forward to put the dishes away. As soon as my belly touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear. Feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip. Just like that. I smell the testosterone. That scent of man and musk. And I feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up. I drag my lower lip into my mouth and pin it with my teeth and sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think, and that is all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch, that wanton trollop. The small of my back curves, my ass thrusts out and tips up. My stance widened, and there's this moment when I shiver from head to toe. At the thought of you filling me. My muscles tense. That sweet throb fires up in my pussy and my chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. Your lips can press. Right here. Then I hear a car door, or my phone vibrates, or a dog barks, and I blink. I collect myself, and I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs. I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand. And my control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure. My posture is perfect, and only the pink flush on my neck gives me away. That and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym, on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand, and all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my hands and arms, the push of my thighs and calves. One moment, I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes. Counting strokes. Stroking. Stroking. The next moment, my blood is hot and reckless. My pulse is pounding in my throat, pounding in my pussy, and the wet gusset of my panties drags against my defenseless clit, the way your voice encourages my fingers to slide and You're beneath me, looking up. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide, back and forth. Your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers. Your eyes hooded, glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning low and rough. And you say, "Ride me, fuck me, baby. Grind." I blink. I realize where I am on the damn machine at the gym. I'm trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats and the blush of my shame masking the flush of arousal. But my nipples are hard points and my sport bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench and curl inside my Chuck Taylors. There's a damp patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused. My breathing is ragged, and the man on the elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd, and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck! I was hoping there were no witnesses. Oh, I bet I could smell the pheromones pouring off of me from across the room. I'm so close. Damn it, so goddamn close. Two more strokes, and I'd come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck! Oh, I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This hot ache is not going away. By itself, admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to the lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dita Fontis? But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up my brain, no. That would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there, you know you want to. Fuck. So close. Go for it. I want you to. Come for me. Do it! If I think about your voice even for an instant, I hear you. Like picking up the thread of a conversation we're having about desire and satisfaction. The sound of you is so clear in my mind. Low and warm, as rough as a cat's tongue. Like wrapping myself up in nubby cashmere. Yeah, I am gone for the timbre and cadence. And that hint of growly twang that sounds like confident male. That commanding Canadian grumble and purr. That silver-tongued Irish rogue brogue. That darling, charming, delightfully filthy Brit. That caressing lilt and delectable finesse of a French accent. Those delicious and dirty down-under Aussie vowels and twang. That rough and tumble, please tumble me, Scots burr. That virile rumble, Scandinavian crash of consonants. That wave of Nordic rolling pleasure. That clipped harsh whisper of a German growl. And that down home middle of America strong fucking voice. Your voice sounds like strong calloused hands feel parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. Oh, I spare a final wistful thought from my wide, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I pull over and jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back and tug and push on my yoga pants to my knees. Oh, God. clit is so stiff and so swollen and so needy and burning up from the center out. I suck my ring and middle fingers into my mouth. Oh, game on. Images begin to flash along with the sensation. Oh, how I wish these fingers were yours, or the head of your cock. Ah, I make my fingers into a V and I glide along my pussy lips, pressing them tighter. Oh, God, your mouth. Any part of you that you would be willing to share with me? Oh, what would make you crazy? Oh, God, my mind veers off after this thought. I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so fucking much. Oh, I get wild when I think of that. How much I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. Oh, I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so hot for you. I am past foreplay. I just want to make you hot and aching and horny. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I am right now. I am your bitch. Your wanton creature. A woman lost to shame and propriety who has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. Oh, I fucking love it. I crave it. The sound of you. Oh. You just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere. My pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen. I'm so lush and my panties are sopping. It's a disgrace. And I don't care. I pitch myself into my favorite never fail to get me there fantasy. I find you in a crowd. I ordering a coffee or a meal, and I recognize that voice. That voice I could place anywhere. Oh, that voice that makes my cunt drip. I can't resist. Your back is towards me, and I go up and I tap your shoulder. And I say, excuse me. Our eyes lock. Oh, and there's that moment where you know it's me and I know it's you. You recognize my voice too, and there's just no stopping us. You follow me around the side of the building to the back alley behind the restaurant. You're not saying a word. You know what saying a word would do to me. And I know what saying a word would do to you. Oh, you get to the back of the building, right past where the dumpster is, and you spin me around and push me against the wall. Your hands on my shoulders move down to my breasts and you grip them. And you say, I've been waiting for you. Oh, God, that voice telling me it wants me. And I reply, oh, I want you to. Oh, your lips are on mine in a kiss so hard it bruises my mouth. Our tongues dance as your body presses mine against the wall, so hard and cold behind my back. I feel you start to harden as you grind into my crotch. Oh, my panties are already dripping as my hands roam over your body. Eager to get my hands on that button and unleash your cock. There is nothing more I want in this world right now than your cock. Oh, God. Oh, I undo the button and I start to slide. Oh, your boxer's down and I free my prize. You back up just enough for me to slide down your body and take your cock into my mouth. Oh, and I taste that pre-cum. Fuck, I am in heaven. I'm on my knees in a dirty alley, but I don't care because I am fucking sucking your cock. I am where I should be. I am worshipping you the way you deserve to be worshipped. Your moans, oh God, your moans that I know so well are now coming out of your mouth due to me. Oh, I feel you. I feel you get close and you pull me up to my feet. And kiss me again. And you spin me around and push me against the wall, pulling down my pants roughly, taking my panties with them, and your finger finds my wet cunt, and I gasp, feeling your fingers enter me and slide along my wet pussy, circling my clit, before you guide your rock hard, thick cock into me in one fell swoop, and I gasp, because you fill me so fucking completely. You start to whisper in my ear as you pound my cunt, pushing me harder against the wall, telling me all the things you plan on doing to me, telling me that I'm yours now. You claimed me, and I am fucking yours. Oh, God. Hearing your voice in my ear and cock inside me, your hands on my body, I just fucking can't stop coming. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, please. Fuck. It would take no time, no time at all. For you to make me explode. Oh, God. I need you to come with me, please. Oh, God, I want to fuck you so bad. Oh, I want you to take me. I want you to take me and fucking make me yours. Oh, God, please. Oh, fuck, please come with me. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 oh, yes, oh, fuck, yes, oh, you feel so good inside me, oh, fuck, oh, flood my pussy with your cum, please. Here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you or summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me. And I come for you. And it's fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting my Reddit app from my phone and... Wait, is that... Did you? Did you? Did you just post a new audio?